Welcome back to Level Recap, where we boost your gaming knowledge to the next level with this month's biggest gaming news. With our adventurers,
Bernice,
Sasha,
Cindy,
and Lisa. Leave us feedback and get gaming news on the spot at our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Level Recap.
Oh, I'm still open to us changing our opening, but...
Hey, I read that damn well.
I stumble on it every so often.
I think you recovered well.
I was excited.
All right, we're going to go right into our biggest news of the last... Technically, it's kind of scattered in the last 2 months since E3 took over our last episode. But, Hey guys, it's our favorite person, the CEO of Gearbox, Randy Pitchford.
Yeah.
There's another thing on his, belt of defame.
Did he do something good, finally?
No.
Did he touch more children?
No.
Maybe. Not that bad?
Not that we know of.
Not that we know yet. Stay tuned for another level.
Stay tuned.
No, I guess this is much more money laundering? No, money...
Possible.
Well, he's being... there's a lawsuit claim out for him for diverting money, basically, from Gearbox to his own personal company.
Maybe Gearbox is his personal company, considering he is the founder and CEO, but okay.
It's a different company, but...
Yeah, but basically he's taking money out of Gearbox to put fund into something else.
Not necessarily. So 2K was paying Randy Pitchford.
Okay.
$12 million. Now, whether that was supposed to go to Gearbox or his own company is hazy. So he had it sent.
What's his own company?
It's in the article. It's like Randy Pitchford Games, blah, blah,
what?
Blah, 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 blah.
Is he trying to give himself some footing before
Pitchford
he gets ultimately
Entertainment
kicked
Media
out?
Magic, by the
there
way.
There we go.
Media is the name of the company.
I was close.
What's
it had Pitchford
magic
in it.
About?
I know. Why is it so slightly pedo?
But basically, they don't know if 2K meant to give the money to him through that company or to Gearbox.
Oh.
If it was meant to go to Gearbox, then he screwed out all the investors out of 3% of the $12 million or something like that. Or at least the guy that's suing him is supposed to get 3% of that. So it's kind of funny seeing rich people fight for more money. I'm owed the part of this $12 million. Why don't we get it?
Oh, I totally didn't put it on here, but there was an 18-year-old who won the first Fortnite championship. Championship.
Right.
$3 million.
What?
Yeah.
That guy gets 3% now.
I know.
It's funny because his mom was like, stop playing Fortnite. And he's just like, nah.
Never.
Yeah, it was the cliche, mom who's like, you're playing Fortnite 8 hours a day. I'm like, he's going pro.
You're not going to make any money playing video games? Watch me, mom.
I proved everybody wrong. He's actually going to share that with her now. Yeah.
So, anyway, back to Randy Pitchford.
back to someone gross. So basically they need to figure out whether that money was meant for Gearbox or not. If it was meant for Gearbox and he had it diverted to his other company, then he fucked up.
Yeah.
So
they have to basically have to talk to 2K because they're the ones who sent the money over. They'd have some kind of hey, this is what this was for.
Yeah.
Basically.
There's a trial date set. It's January 7th, 2020. So they've got a lot of time to deliberate and hammer those details out.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's funny because I want to say maybe half a year ago, wasn't Randy hey, we can't make payroll because my assistant stole all my money?
Kind of, yeah.
Did that give you an idea, Randy, about what to do with money?
Well, they didn't need that much. They didn't need that $12 million. That's his $12 million. I don't understand.
And not so long ago, they were desperately looking for people to help.
Well, they're trying to prove that it was his $12 million, or Gearbox's $12 million.
No,
so.
In his eyes, it's his $12 million. That will forever be how he looks at that.
I feel like the tension, the environment at Gearbox is horribly tense. At all times, at least among the higher ups, whether the developer part of it, maybe they're going to work, doing their job. They don't care. But everyone up in the higher ups that are kind of more directly involved with this money stuff, can you imagine just going back to work? They're like, hey, buddy, we're totally suing each other, but we're here.
Hi.
Doing my 9 to 5.
Don't forget about me.
But yeah, I mean, this is not going to end for a while. I'm still ultimately waiting for the post saying that he resigned from Gearbox. Because if he's putting money into another company, that's probably what he's going to fall back on. If he's just going to disappear.
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what Pitchford Entertainment Media Magic.
What does
that
mean?
What that company does.
What does it mean?
It does all the things. Media and magic. Gosh.
And if any of the things that are on him right now come back, like, true, positive, whatever you want to call it, nothing he builds is going to have any claim. Like, it's... Especially if the pornographic, like, children stuff
come
back.
Well, no, I think... I think I've said this before. I think Gearbox can survive.
No,
but
Gearbox can.
Yeah.
But him, as far as making a new company.
No. He... I don't... Being that he's a white male, I feel like he'll be able to make another company and come back, because that's how life works.
Yeah,
It's not fair, right, but he's got 12 million to fall back on. But I do believe there should be some redemption, but that is a kind of a really hard thing to come back from.
It's just there's
like,
always one thing
like
or
that
another
should be
out.
Hard to come back from.
Like, it's one thing, money laundering, all that stuff. The stuff that's still sickening, sitting like a pin in my side, is the pornographic kid stuff.
Yeah, no, like, that's like,
that's the stuff that I'm like, please, what happened? Like, it just disappeared. No one's talked about it since then. Like, was he absolved of it? Like, he didn't do it, kind of thing, or it wasn't really his stuff, or it was just I don't know.
I want to say they're probably still hashing it out.
They got it.
Well, not mean, that it wasn't just a child porn; it was also the sensitive company documents. So.
Yeah, but that's. A thing
put
that,
that on
that's
one
like
USB,
the least,
guys.
The thing
by the
you're
way.
Least worried about. You don't put the thing
at least get to.
Yeah. All right, on to another not so great human being.
Controversial person. We've reported on him before, Dr. Disrespect. He's one of the most popular Twitch streamers, and he was invited to E3 this year, and so. He decided to live stream from E3, and that's totally cool
because
have the IRL section on Twitch, and they just pretty much followed him around E3, and that's great for people that have never been to E3
and it was a live
also want to
kind
watch
of
their favorite streamer experience E3.
Yeah.
So,
they
and
got
I
the
just, he's,
full
he's
experience.
A, he's essentially like the Borat of streamers, I want to say.
Like that. That's a good
a good analogy.
Because, like, that's clearly a character he created, Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, Dr. Disrespect. And he's only broken character a few times. The last time he broke character was when he made a video.
Or got caught cheating on his wife.
Well, it's not that he got caught, but he just admitted, he's like, I'm going to be leaving Twitch. I cheated on my wife, and I'm going to take some time from Twitch to, you know, reevaluate, you know. Focus on family. So anyway, the reason why he's in the news and we're talking about Dr. Disrespect is because during his IRL stream of E3, and this was Tuesday, which is the first day of E3, he went into a public bathroom while there were people using said public bathroom. And even though E3, it has like signs everywhere that like, hey, you may be filmed at any time, you know, and you know, being here is essentially like giving your permission
consent
to be on footage. California, however, has an invasion of privacy law, and it doing filming in a public restroom while people are using that restroom is a violation of the invasion of privacy law. And he totally did it. And not only were it was adults, there was actually a kid there too, which I thought E3 didn't.
They do. I don't know how. It's always like, no kids allowed, but there's always children there.
There's always kids running around somehow.
There's a kid there. I'm sure it's some higher-ups kid, and, you know, they got him in or whatever.
And then, so, he goes in there and he yells, like, bodyguard. And so, that was streamed online, people using the urinals, and then apparently he keeps going back to the bathroom, and then, like, he uses the urinal, he's in a bathroom stall, like... So not only does he do it once, he does it multiple times, so Twitch
I thought he
banned
did it,
his
like,
channel temporarily.
They banned him immediately, like, after finding out.
Well, I guess kind of after they found out, yeah, but not after.
After
the
they found
happened.
Out, yeah, so his channel was banned.
Permaban, from what I understand. Like, he was not allowed to ever stream on Twitch with that handle
yes,
and ever again.
Right after, yeah, they were like, he's permabanned, and then E3 was just like, yeah,
you can never come back.
We're gonna need your badge too. So he got kicked out of E3 and banned from Twitch all on day one of E3. since, yeah, you know, if you're gonna, that's why it just seemed like the Borat, because this is a character
and they push the limits.
Mm-hmm. And then, so since then, he's actually issued an apology, and out of character. So, and it's at this, it's when he does things out of character, that's when you know it's serious. Like, and his actual personality and how he presents himself versus his character, Dr. Disrespect, is completely different. Like, apparently, if you were to watch an interview of him actually being him, he's nice, he's respectful, and versus Dr. Disrespect, which is kind of like if, like, a wrestler decided to just start streaming.
Yeah, because he randomly yells and he gets aggressive, and he's so, actually pretty good at video games, so he's pretty competitive, but yeah. Regardless.
So he did issue an apology, and he just did it. He wanted his first, like, IRL stream to be, you know, cool and epic, but he going to the bathroom, he was just like, okay, maybe.
I just maybe don't, not. I don't know. I mean, is there anywhere in the world where you can do that?
I'm not sure, but yeah. The full apology was when we were walking around filming at E3, we clearly weren't thinking about the laws/repercussions of filming in the bathroom because, honestly, really? It wasn't in our mind frame at the time. We had no ill intentions, and I feel that was pretty obvious if you watched the entire thing. We wanted to capture an adventure. Unfortunately, we took that adventure into the wrong areas, unaware of the legalities surrounding it.
I can see him being unaware, but at the same time, like, this
okay, maybe him, because he's not from California, let's say.
Well, but yeah. Not even that.
Your film crew would have been most of the time they hire
maybe
somebody
some
here.
Protested?
I mean, people's
I don't know.
Dicks are out.
Yeah, but like, someone's private areas are exposed.
Yeah, like, it's like, I would understand if you walked into a woman's bathroom and then, you know, was like, oh, shit, you know, and you're even just recorded in there because we're all in stalls. We're all by ourselves. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
there's
we're readjusting a tit or something,
but
like,
it's just like walking
there's
into
no parts
room.
Out.
But you don't, like, you walk into a dressing room either and film either. It's just anywhere someone could possibly be some kind of
exposed.
Yeah, they can't. Right. They can't film there. Like that's why whenever someone's like, "Oh, we totally saw you do that in the bathroom," it's like, "No, you didn't." And if you did, I could totally fucking sue you if that's kind of case, because you can't film in a restroom, no matter how public the area is.
Well, no, because there is a right to privacy in there. It's like going out in public, you give up privacy. Obviously, you're going out in public, but there's certain areas like a bathroom where your privacy you get again because you're, you know.
That's also why it's so important,
you know,
like,
that are illegal to do outside of there.
Yeah,
it's also why it's so important to have, like, all the different bathrooms, like the like transgender bathrooms and like, so, and he just says that, you know, he apologizes on behalf of the Dr. Disrespect brand, and it turns out his ban was only for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. He ended up coming back so quick, and then it became a meme, by the way. Like, people, some other people who fucked up online, they're like, don't worry, you'll be back in 2 weeks, and stuff like that. They'll use that as a way of going around it, because it's so... But in the end, there's a lot of room for error in this, so I can see it being a total mistake. You learn from it, you get better, whatever. So I don't think he should have been permabanned, but he definitely should have been banned, a learning experience kind of thing, and then come back a certain amount of time like he did.
And there might be repercussions that we don't know that are happening.
Underneath,
underneath.
Because if
someone
in that bathroom suing him,
yeah.
he could have done it too. And then I don't know what the status of his E3 stuff is, but like E3 is usually pretty unforgiving. Like,
they
don't want you there, they don't want you there.
It wouldn't surprise me if they don't let him back next year.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't be surprised if he's back next year. Because
he's still a big name, and they can't really lose that.
Because
right now.
The last time he left, which was, as we talked about before, was when he voluntarily admitted that he'd been cheating on his wife. When he announced that he was coming back, that comeback was like
the highest
like the highest event. Most concurrent number of viewers on a stream.
Jesus
and
Christ.
So it crashed the Twitch servers when it happened, so
He has a following. It's clear he's big for a reason. But, like, this isn't a situation where, like, for example, PewDiePie keeps fucking up. Where it's like, okay, God, like, he's not learning. He's mm-hmm. just doing it over again. Now it must be some kind of publicity stunt. He might not be a bad guy in reality, but your persona in online is way more magnified on every little thing you do. And you can't mm-hmm. do the things that you're comfortable doing with friends online. Like, people just don't get that yet. And I think it still always comes back to this still being a very new mm-hmm. form of entertainment. Like, in real life streaming, even when we had, like, live TV, like, mm-hmm. when people would run around and prank people, there was still some limitation of how real that was.
Yeah.
Or how live yeah. that was. There's still waivers that have to be signed, and there's mm-hmm. still things that have to go through. People can still sue to an extent, depending on where they were pranked, and there's still stuff that people don't realize there's legal stuff for. But I don't know. For me, the moment... Like, I don't know if I just maybe was taught really early that bathroom was private place. Like, that is, no one can do anything yeah. there. That's why it wasn't funny when, like, somebody would run into the opposite sex bathroom just to mess around. When I thought it was just like, oh, it doesn't matter. Because in my mind, I'm one of those people who give no shits who's in the bathroom.
I don't either.
Male, female, doesn't matter. But I understand the importance of privacy and what you feel comfortable with. And I'd rather have someone be comfortable just going to the goddamn restroom and doing whatever they need to do. Because a lot of people use that space to also take medicines, like diabetes or anything like that. They usually have the little trash can that's specific, or they have them with them, like the little case. But, yeah. like, there's always a reason why people use the restroom. Sometimes it's a place to, like, more of a mental illness, like, get away from the crowds and, like, be able to sure. shut yourself out in, a little enclosed area. Hopefully it doesn't stink horribly because it's a bathroom. But, like, those kind of things, so it's important. So I've always saw that as, like, hey, someone's in there, leave them alone. Like, don't do or say anything. Don't talk out loud. Don't be rude. Don't, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that's just how I was raised. I don't remember where he was from. Where is he from?
I don't know.
I know he's a U.S., but I don't remember what, like, state.
Which state? Probably somewhere, like... East Coast-ish.
Like,
I don't know.
It just makes me feel like...
Feels like Kentucky, but I'm sure that's not
whenever
true.
Whenever someone's like, oh, I didn't know that was not okay, like it's always... It's someone always playing dumb. Because, like, I yeah. get it. I play dumb when I fuck up, too. Because I'm like, if I play dumb, they think I just don't know what I better. And then I'll walk away. But, yeah. I guess I should stop. Yeah. We'll go ahead and go into the next topic.
Sasha's gonna stop playing dumb.
I'm gonna stop playing dumb now. Where were we? No, the, so, was it yesterday, day before? There was going to be an event called the Slut Stream. Yes, you heard. The Slut Stream. Going on Twitch with some well-known and possibly a lot other people. Primarily female. But they'll be streaming under the guise of Slut Stream or hashtag Slut Stream to raise awareness on online harassment. More geared towards, like, sexual harassment. Now, immediately, like, backlashed because Twitch, a long time ago, put up some rules that you can't show cleavage, you can't do anything sexual, you get banned, so on and so forth, because there was a lot of female streamers doing that. They would use it in a very softcore cam girl kind of sense of the word, but it still goes on. It's not like you can't find that stuff. But anyway, Casey Tron is the one who set it up, and she's pretty well known, and she's a busty woman. But she's usually wearing something low cut. And she gets attacked all the time for doing that. Like, but that's whatever. Like, for me, I've always been the person, I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. If I'm here because of her tits, I'm here because of her tits. Like, just admit to it and leave it as be. It's apparently, it went on, but we haven't heard anything since then.
Oh, so it did happen.
Well, that's what I've been told. I haven't seen anything for it. Maybe it was postponed.
Yeah, because I was looking for an update on it.
I can't find anything on it. It still might not be up yet, but regardless, it's meant to raise awareness and the idea to deflate the term slut as being inherently negative.
Yeah,
that's mean, like, taking back the word.
I know they, in the article we read, they mentioned it. Amber Rose, she was dating someone famous. I forget who it was, whether it was Kanye West or something.
It was Kanye for a bit, I think.
I was like, was it Kanye, or am I just putting everyone with Kanye?
I don't know who you're putting with Kanye, but okay.
I don't know. But she has her own slut walk that she has every...
And it's to raise the idea that you can wear whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't excuse someone from raping you or harassing you, kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's to sort of also take back the word, too. You know? Because there's even a thing, I want to say, about 10-ish years ago where a lot of women were trying to take back the word bitch.
Yeah. And it's, or, like, the idea of sleeping around was immediately considered being whorish or a hoe or blah blah blah.
Yeah,
but I'm like, like,
if that's what you want to do, go forth and do it, but
just be safe about it.
Yeah, like, honestly, but and I feel the same way. It's like, if you're a man or a woman, you're still a slut. Like,
yeah,
but the thing is that it's usually just derogatory towards women. Yeah, and usually. So but I've had many guy friends I've called a slut because they were acting slutty.
It's like the word bitchy, and I would call people bingy all the time, female, male.
Yeah.
And depending on what it is, like, oh, you're being a little bitch, it's like you being a little brat, basically.
Yeah, but I try now not to use that word so much.
I'm trying to, it's one of those things where it's really hard depending on your group on how it would evolve. Yeah. But, like, I wouldn't just say that out at work or something.
Yeah.
But among friends, I was like, oh, that person's being a little bitch, or that person's like, I was like, oh, that's slutty or something. Yeah. But we are all under the understanding of that we're not taking it that far, that's literal in that sense.
Well, and it's like, I use the word even though I probably shouldn't anymore, and it's like, it's not that I'm using the word in the way that it's meant, sort of derogatory, and I'm using it in a derogatory way, but I don't feel derogatory towards it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that when it comes down to words, it's like, if people hear me using this word, then that means I'm open to that word being used against me.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's, you know, if I'm okay with that, then keep going. But if I'm not, then stop. And that's usually why I try and stop using the word slut.
Mm-hmm.
Or any word in general.
But I'm like, I'm also, like, I would never tell someone, oh, yeah, totally call me a bitch. Or just call me a slut. I wouldn't, invite it either. But at the same time, I'm not going to, like, diss someone who wants to be called that. Or want to wear a pin that says it. Or something like that. Because I think a lot of, like, witchy stuff is usually associated with bitch. Like, witchy bitch or something like that. Yeah. Bitch is a very empowering word now.
Or like, but, boss bitch.
Boss bitch is another one. But I'm all for.
But I think the word slut is fucking funny.
It is. it's also slut. How it's said. It's kind of funny. But it's like, I can't diss them for their efforts. Yeah, I mean, people are going to come by for various reasons, because they don't like the word slut, or they want to call her that, or, you know, they want to harass everybody. They're
appealing to both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, that works for them in terms of drawing viewers in, making this awareness, which is, I think, was the whole point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll probably, if it does rise to anything that we can at least report on next month, we'll cover it again.
Hopefully it went well. And
But I did kind of snort laugh when I read the title the first time. They're like, Twitch streamers are using the term slut stream to raise awareness for sexual harassment or online harassment. I'm like,
like if I didn't know it was Twitch, I'd just be like, cam girls? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah. And
I totally would think of it as like,
if it wasn't
man,
Twitch,
really?
I would have thought it was like, or like Pornhub has stuff too. Like,
well, I even get it on Instagram as the sluts on there.
Yeah.
they send me chat invites, and I'm like, do you think I'm a man, or are you just open?
Those are hilarious to me, because anytime I post anything game related, they're like, hey, big star. I'm like, not a guy.
I get the friend requests on PlayStation. They're just like, I have a surprise for you, my about me. And I'm just like, what, why?
Is it a penis?
And then the about me is just like, I have naked pics on this one website. Use my username to find out. I'm like, and delete.
Yeah. You should message back, is it a penis? That might be pretty funny.
But it always comes back to, like, just, I'm always against people who are like, oh, she's so slutty, but I still, like, they still go to her stream to watch her because she's hot. Mm-hmm. Then don't. It's like, she's not using witchcraft to make you watch her. Like, you want to see her for various reasons, whether it's because she's hot or because she plays well. It doesn't matter. Like, she's not tricking you, so stop. Like, don't be angry because she looks hot.
He got tricked because she was hot and she doesn't know how to play games, but I can't tear my eyes away.
Yeah. Like, it's just like the people who are attacking the premium stream or premium snap ladies, because apparently they are getting away with not doing their taxes for long periods of time, making money off of premium Snapchats.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
Because they didn't have to claim them. They didn't see it as a business. It was just like side money or whatever. But
it's a side hustle.
They didn't have like a legal form how like Twitch affiliates has it, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But so angry guys that can't get it with the girl that's hot decided to start reporting them to the IRS for not
yeah.
claiming the money that they made, usually in the millions sometimes. So that became a big retaliation thing, where it's like, yes, I agree, they should be paying taxes if they're making that much money. But you're not doing it for the right reason, because, oh, they're not paying taxes. No, yeah. you're doing it because you're angry you didn't get some big booby chick to give you something or something. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's
you fell for it.
Yeah.
And you paid the money somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool story, bro. Mm-hmm.
Which, but that's something that comes along with a lot of online streamers, especially female.
Mm-hmm. That it does. Tricking well,
people.
Tricking yes, people.
We're very skilled.
Talking about tricky female streamers.
there, do tell.
There was a Chinese streamer known as Your Highness Quibilo.
I want to hear this.
I'm not even trying the other one. So she had a stream, and all you saw was essentially photoshopped images of her. And so she had a stream going where she does live streams, but usually her face isn't available to be seen on it. But she had it so there was a cartoon face over her face. And she said, you know, I'm not going to show you guys my face until I get 100,000 won.
Which is like $14,000 or something, they said.
It's 14,500, yeah.
Yeah.
Got my numbers, Lady Bernice, on it. So there happened to be a glitch, and her face was shown before she hit the amount she wanted. And it turned out she is a 58-year-old woman.
She doesn't look bad. To be honest, she looks really young, but she doesn't look like what,
she
know.
Looks nothing like her Photoshopped yes. face.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, if you thought that was her real face, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. Oh, that's not her, by the way.
Oh, that's not, images? That's the other one?
So, in the article.
No, that's the, that was, they were just talking to each other.
Co-streaming to each other. And okay. if you watch the video, okay. you can see that lady's face moving all over the place, because it's clearly a filter as well.
Yeah, but no, it is a filter. Like,
it's always great to me when people get angry with filters or makeup. They're like, you're tricking me. It's like, you're the one who clearly didn't understand that this isn't someone's face.
Yeah.
Our lips are not naturally red like that sometimes, guys.
Yeah. But yeah. it's, I don't know, I found it really adorable that it's like this, instead of being like this hot 20-something that yeah. everyone thought it was a 58-year-old lady.
And it's, and it ended up doing, outside of some really nasty comics that came out.
Yeah,
comments,
I mean, there was good and bad with it, because yeah. of course people are upset because they thought she was a hot 20-something and she's not, and mm-hmm. they feel like they've been lied to, but it's like, well,
what's funny is her body was still fine. You guys, you liked her body,
it
obviously
was the same
enough.
body.
Yeah.
It's just,
it was
a different,
just her face that had something on it. But either way, she ended up being, more people kind of rallied for her,
yeah,
and started calling her grandma, which I'm not a fan of, because she's old. Does she have children? Does she have grandchildren, for that matter?
This story didn't say either way, but
or they call her granny.
Her fans are calling her granny, yeah. and she's back streaming, and she's also going to become a rapper, which I think is also adorable as well, because if...
You know, work it.
If What's I'm not name? Mistaken...
Kibulao?
Your Highness
Kiaobiela?
I don't know.
Bernice?
Yeah. Bernice! Translation!
It's not a translation.
I know it's not a translation.
Or, sorry, pronunciation.
I'm tired. I can't help it.
I want to say it's like Chao Bi Liu. Liu. Chao like Biu. That. And the website is Douyu. And it's just a live streaming platform.
Okay, so it's like their Twitch.
Yeah, I don't know if they play games or if they just
There's a
video...
picture of her playing Apex, but...
Yeah, it looks like she's playing Apex.
Okay.
That's about the only thing I can
Yeah,
find.
So she never showed her face, and it was just like, hey, donate this until I hit this
but
one
even,
threshold.
I mean, look at those... I know you guys, the listening audience cannot see this, but those faces, like, that's clearly Photoshopped.
Yeah, yeah.
In like, every way.
But even if it wasn't even Photoshop, people put... have you seen the crazy makeup transformation?
Yes, the makeup reveals. Like, yes.
They can do some crazy stuff. Anybody can. So I don't... Like, I'll always acknowledge people at face value. Like, oh, you look really hot in this video. That's about it. I don't know what you look like at home. You probably take off all of that.
Yeah.
You're not even the same person.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Like, I'm here for this personality at this time, right? Mm-hmm. But it comes back to the idea of people getting feeling like they're trapped or tricked, and nobody likes that, I guess. But who came
well,
here to be like?
I mean,
I'm
if
not
you
coming
fell
to a
for
stream
it, I'm
to
sorry.
Find the one, but
yeah,
I guess that can be.
Yeah, but I love it that she's becoming like a.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say a granny rapper.
Mm-hmm.
She's
just because
I mean she's just doing her now, and she doesn't have to
like
hide
a
anymore.
Lady
that
rap group in Japan that's all grannies. I love it. It's so, and like, I'm all for this.
I'm all for people working it however they can.
Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I'm also a little bit interested.
There is ways to legitimately trick someone in a legal way, or illegal way, that they can sue you for. But when it's all out in the open and they're just buying it because of whatever reason, that's not your fault. That's their fault.
I mean, like,
that's just her fans' curiosity.
Well, I'm just curious as to if she did reach the 14,500.
And then when it sold out, I'm like, work it. whatever.
Yeah. So there is a streamer cosplayer, Belle Delphine, who's 19 years old, who started selling her own bathwater to thirsty fans.
Thirsty boys.
Gamer boys.
Yeah. She sold one set of jars and it sold out really fast. So she jokingly did another round and then was like, this is enough that you all can drown in, sort of. And she sold out of that.
She also like commented, do not drink. And then apparently people were doing it.
Anyway. I mean, people are going to be stupid in doing it. Yeah. There were some false allegations that her water gave people herpes.
But why were you drinking it? Like, it's clearly...
I'm not sure that you can get herpes through water.
Well, I mean, you say don't. I feel like I have to now.
Yeah. They did buy it. It's whatever they want to do with it.
Yeah. It's one of these things that it's like, I love this and hate this all at the same time. Like, yeah. I hate it because I'm like, oh my God, it's the stereotype that we're all trying to fight against.
Sure.
Just out there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, if these idiots are stupid enough to pay for this and to buy it and to keep... following her,
yeah,
then this is your own goddamn fault.
But it's a hyper aware situation too, because apparently it all started as a joke that she was like, god, you guys would buy anything I'd make even if I like sold my bath water. And then like they're like, you should totally do it, and she did it as a joke, and that's how it kind of came to be.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh my god, that's so stupid. And then when I heard it so loud, I was like, oh my god, really? But at the same time, I'm not surprised. This is a very much the culture we're in right now, and it's because people want to be a part of something. And if they can be like, I bought Belle Delphine's bath water when it became big or whatever, and like, she's cute, I get it, and she's adorable. I don't know,
I think if she plays in the bath water, we need to start in this business.
I know,
and get some bath water. $30 a jar. Water is practically free at this point. Like, we could go and get bottled water.
I would be concerned on how real that water is. Like, did she actually...
We can get so much bottled water.
Well,
and that wouldn't give you herpes, okay?
Just, like,
first off.
Sit in it for 5 minutes. Like,
well, yeah, that's the other thing.
Did she just... How well did she marinate it?
Because she said something like she would... She'd bathe in it, but she said she'd play games too. I'm like, whatever. Like, nobody plays... Like, maybe my phone at most if I'm taking a bath.
I had a...
She
a bathtub.
With a toaster in it.
I would play my Switch in the bath.
Comes with toaster, but it's so just dark. It's. I like her name, by the way. Belle Delphine means beautiful dream.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, it's cool. And she's very much what you see all over the place right now, as far as like, just like the lady in China trying to do this stuff.
Yeah,
like I get why.
Actually,
she did
I like
it.
Her swimsuit.
Yeah, she's
I'm like,
very
I get
cute.
It.
I get it. I totally
game over.
See it. She's 19.
Diva,
work it. I don't care. But she has 4.5 million people on Instagram following her.
Damn.
And I'm like,
I only have like 100. That's okay. I don't want more.
But like this week, I just read something. Her Instagram was suspended. Something about nudity and pornography.
Yeah,
because she does go pretty on the brink. But you know, it all comes back to like, oh god, who cares if she's showing? She's of age for one, very young, but of age, and she's putting it up there herself.
Yeah, there are people that go out there and go search pages and basically,
and it's not because they're righteousness
like
of
the
it.
Fine line of you crossing the line, and then they.
But it's
they
more
do
of a power trip than
it is.
Oh, they're trying to help the internet or whatever bull.
Yeah, they're trying to clean up the internet, but really they're just.
But she's also very famous for doing the Hegao face. It's blown up lately, but it's the face a girl makes in anime or mangas that she's either enjoying sex. Something sexual happening to her or coming, basically.
Oh,
it's a face they make that isn't necessarily realistic, but it's super exaggerated.
Yeah.
And some girls can do it really well. There's a lot of, like, there's Instagram accounts about models who do that specifically.
Wow.
And
she does it. Why am I shocked? It's Instagram.
And there's, like, they're selling sweaters with the Hegao faces all over it, too, because okay. everyone wants to, like, showboat it. It's like, yeah, I like porn. It's like, good for you. I don't care. Oh. Like, but.
Cool for you.
It's, like, it's just that one thing where people are trying to become more, it's like when. Obviously, furries are way more out there now, and everyone's yeah. way more accepting but still kind of poking it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Well, people who like hentai are now like, yeah, I watch hentai. It's like, nobody fucking cares. Go for it. And watching or reading, fun. Whatever you want. Do it.
Yeah.
Just don't touch me after. The bathwater. But the bathwater thing was a good idea. I thought, you know what? Fuck it. Do mm-hmm. it. Have fun with it. If they sell it, if they buy it, that's their fault.
Yeah.
I hope she didn't have any, like, return stuff on it.
More power to her.
Yeah.
Apparently a guy vaped her bathwater.
That wasn't true either.
I would never do it myself. Mm-hmm. It's just not me. But yeah. I totally am all for people doing whatever they can. Especially mm-hmm. if they're working the thing. Like, see, this is an example of where both hit her and Dr. Disrespect play a field that is just extreme enough. That you're like, wow, really? Like, what the fuck are they doing? But there's a avenue where you can go horribly wrong mm-hmm. and get illegal with it, or just you're playing off of people's
yeah,
like
mm-hmm. no. It
I mean, you do something ridiculous, you get the attention for it, and that's yeah. what you want is the attention. And
mm-hmm. yeah,
like selling shit, you know, it works. That's what you sell is this ridiculous. This is me. Like, she did this before with her. Like, I would make a porn account if you guys, you know. She gets so many followers or something like that.
Yeah, and she did, and then she ended up posting with someone else.
Or something.
No, it was...
And so she, like...
Yeah.
It was
instead of...
fake videos.
Yeah, instead of posting, you know, it was like, oh, you know, Belle Delphine plays with pussy, and it's her petting her cat.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, or it was like scissors, and she's cutting things.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
But it's just a... like,
why even... Why?
It's just you got Rickrolled in my mind.
Yeah.
Like... But that does come with extreme backlash, especially when it's horny people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
People don't like it but when they're tricked.
I think we're still on a streamer.
Yeah,
train, aren't we?
We're on like a but not like terrible
so far.
So, another Twitch streamer by Alinity, goes by Alinity, she was accused of animal abuse. So she's had a few different things, like different clips that were seen on her Twitch account. But this one has got a lot of backlash because she was playing Apex, I believe, and she was in the middle of a match, and her cat walks onto her keyboard, and she picks him up and tosses him over over her head. So I looked at the clip. It's not the most extreme thing ever, but it is, like, a little unsettling. We're just like, okay, yeah. Well, you didn't need to do that. Like, I get it, you're in the middle of a game, but, like...
Yeah. Is that where it crosses that line of, like, oh, I don't feel right. Like, that doesn't feel right.
It makes you feel uncomfortable because, it's an adult cat. You can tell it's not a tiny kitten. She's not tossing it, like, crazy hard.
Or through a wall,
like,
or something.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a cat. They land
crazy,
on their feet.
But still.
Yeah.
Exactly, but it's just like...
I don't know. Weird.
You didn't gotta do that.
I didn't think it was that bad, but is it something she should have not? And she didn't advertise it on her stream. It just happened during it. Yeah. But it's like,
right.
You should at least be aware that maybe you shouldn't do this during your stream. Because, like, I haven't tossed my cat over my head.
Yeah,
but I'll pick him up and kind of toss him away.
Yeah, I'll put him off the bed, and I'm like, get off.
Be okay with that.
Yeah, but and like, they're also very stubborn.
To the side, something like just drop them down on the floor. Don't like throw them, chuck them over your fucking head, like yeet.
Just yeet it out of here.
You know, and
the
we don't.
Thing she did.
Expelliarmus on your cat. You know, cat.
I saw that video. That was a little
she, like,
more.
Put it in her mouth and then like spit it into the cat's mouth, basically.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why?
Yeah. Like it's inappropriate.
That's
I feel like that one's way worse than her tossing the cat over her head.
And right. I also, it comes back to when I was telling Lisa before we streamed, I was like, it's all the idea of being, you're on under a microscope. Like,
yes.
Every little thing you do that is, it seems pretty whatever in reality, even with a little bit of a negativity to it, it gets blown out way more.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a bad rap to begin with. She doesn't always do the greatest things, but
Yeah, it's like people were looking to pick a fight and they found one.
And oh yeah, and animals are the softest topic ever. Like don't hurt animals, guys.
Like and her
general.
Cat wasn't hurt.
Yeah. But like the
like
slightest
the vodka
tinge of it.
Thing,
yeah.
That one's worse. I get that one. They're like, oh, she kicked her dog one time, and I'm like, it's one of those things, like I thump my cat and I call it a thump. I don't call it a pat.
Yeah.
It's a little harder. He purrs, he loves it.
Right. Yeah.
My parents have another cat, I thump him, he
some
doesn't
cats
like it.
To be roughhouse. Like it's
yeah.
It's just like some dogs. They like to be roughhouse.
Yeah. I mean it depends on how they were raised and if they have the personality mm-hmm. for it. Like I can't screw around with my cat
right,
too
of
much.
Course.
Cause he just doesn't get it. Like mm-hmm. I can't scare him and do things like that where my parents had another cat and I would chase her around the house and she was like, fuck yeah, go. I try and chase my cat. He's like, what's wrong? What did I do? I don't get this. So it's part of the animal's personality too.
The whole thing with her dog, like I watched that clip as well because I was like, oh, she also kicked her dog apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was super blown out. Like, she was tapping the dog with her foot to be like, hey, don't fuck with the cat. Like,
that's something that
an owner should do. Mm-hmm. It wasn't harsh at all. Like, from what I experienced,
that's something
least, like,
that I do all the time.
Dog,
like, I like nudge away with the foot, right?
Smack the crap out of my dog, and she'd be like, what did you do? Like, like, she's like totally like, whatever.
Well,
man,
a lot of the time, animals don't get why you're doing it. Like, especially people who yell at, like, they just hear angry
loud.
Yelling.
Yeah.
They don't understand what they're doing wrong. They have to be told, kind of thing. But I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as it was claimed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, definitely watch what the fuck you're doing when you're streaming. And like, I'm not saying be a fucking saint or don't be who you are. Like, people are always like, well, then you're not being who you are. No, it's just like when you go to work, you put a face on that is still you,
mm-hmm.
but you're not being like open and
you know, I don't drop F-bombs at work because that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
Just like it's not appropriate to toss your cat on screen.
Yeah. I mean, generally
don't toss your cat in general, but I get it.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
Unless they like that kind of thing.
Yeah, unless they're like, again!
No, cats that like to be tossed.
I don't know if I would like that thing.
It was clearly
start tossing
it. She was frustrated. She was trying to get this thing.
Yeah.
It
was just like, I need to get this off. Up.
Yeah.
Up
but, like,
and over.
I would totally push it off to the side or grab him, put him down. Like, Kita's been super needy lately, and I was, like, playing Crucible, and she just came up to my face. I was like, Kita. I'm, like, just moving around her. But it's like, I don't know. Personally, I would never really harmfully push someone off, like an animal off. The most I ever did was like shove them off a bed because they wouldn't get off when I was trying to clean it or something.
I mean, I'm a little forceful if my cat jumps on the counter just because it's like you're not supposed to be here.
Our cats have been pretty good on not doing that, but I remember I would clap really loudly or make some kind of noise or loud sound so they know that's not okay. I would never.
Oh, no, I just knock them off. I'm like, later.
They're never next to me when it happens. That's why.
Yeah.
They're close to me. Then I'm like, hey. And then get off.
Yeah. But he goes, he sleeps on things when I'm.
But she does
not
have
around.
Like quite a few animals, like three cats or something like that. And
yeah,
a dog.
It looked like 2 to 3 cats and then, a dog. Alrighty, well, on to the next topic. Nintendo is having issues with their Joy-Cons, and it led to a lawsuit, actually.
Bernice, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you not hear me?
Are you there? You need to know about these Joy-Con things.
I do have a Switch.
We had last night.
Well, because she's been rather quiet.
Yeah, because that's how we noticed we didn't have audio coming in from her yesterday.
It's not that I was quiet, it's just that you couldn't hear me.
Chat, come back in. We'll have a little bleep. But go ahead and continue, Cindy.
So, Nintendo has some issues with their Joy-Cons, and they're offering free returns or fixes, basically, because so many people are complaining about Joy-Con issues and that their controllers are drifting during their gameplay. Or even, like, if they're just standing still, their character will start moving automatically. And it's just like, what the heck? And, you know, they're not the most cheapest, you know, controllers, you know? They're like $60 to $70 for them. And they, you know, you're required to have them for your console to work.
Yeah.
So there is actually a lawsuit against Nintendo right now, from CSKD, which they had some investigations, like around July 18th, because of so many issues with Joy-Cons, and over 5,500 customers had some complaints over drifting. So Nintendo has issued a fix. I'm not sure how that's going. Yeah. I actually reported that I had some issues. Oh, it wasn't drifting. I don't know if they're only covering drifting issues or not, but that seems to be the main issue that's happening with the majority of these customers. But I had some like issues with my Joy-Cons, basically, where they just die in their case. Since I've gotten the console, like, it wasn't anything I did. Like, open up the console first day, you know, put it down, and the left Joy-Con seems to be the one that has the issue, or just drains in the case. And I'm like, that's not right. But yeah. I'm like, whatever, I'll just deal with it, because I'm like, I don't want to buy new ones. Yeah. But I did buy a grip that you can charge, and then I ended up buying the Pro Controller just right. Because I'm like, I'm tired of like having to recharge my batteries all the dang time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, Nintendo, if you guys are really doing this where you're fixing controllers, I have controller issues. Haven't heard anything back, but, you know, we'll see. Hopefully people get their Joy-Cons fixed, because that's a lot of people, you know.
Yeah, and it seems like the lawsuit came around because Nintendo didn't do anything about it. Like, they said nothing. Yeah. They didn't even, like, mention this was a problem. They didn't refer to it. They didn't reply back to anyone who was complaining about it or, like, mailing them directly. Yeah. So
yeah,
which I think they're now offering they have to refund.
Like,
well, yeah. I mean, there hasn't been, I think, a settlement from the lawsuit. It's just been started. Mm-hmm. So I think they're trying to get ahead of it now. Yeah, since they took so long to get to it.
Yeah,
it's just all exactly. Right. Obviously, there's an issue. Let us solve it.
And what is so Joy-Con drift? What does that mean exactly? Like, it's having trouble connecting and
No, it's
just
when
like
you're playing
how
the game, mm-hmm. and like you're walking straight, uh-huh. but you're not walking straight. Like, all you're doing is telling your character to walk straight.
It's, like a connection issue. Like,
yeah,
it's a delay.
But it will push you left or right, sort
like,
of.
Yeah, you see it in
stick gets stuck or something. Maybe.
Yeah, you see it
or
in
or if you're just
like,
standing still and all of a sudden your character starts moving, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like so how like you keep meleeing Sasha after every single action.
That's my that's my Twitch.
Which I think is kind of hilarious, because I've actually started experiencing this on my PlayStation.
The drifting issue altogether, I don't think is new. It's just like wear and tear on controllers. But
yeah.
If it's
but
something
it's
that's like
amount.
Out the box, yeah, then,
yeah
that's
exactly.
An issue.
But it's also the amount of it. Like, if a good amount of people are complaining mm-hmm. about it, then it's an issue. But, like, yeah, it's going to naturally happen, because it's everything.
I've
anything
never
that
had
happens
it happen.
To be wireless will have issues like this arise.
Mm-hmm.
It can be from
mm-hmm.
something interrupting the connection to the controller, just something got beat up. A lot of people like to be really rough with their controllers, too, and then suddenly it's not working.
Yeah.
I learned, because I'm not. So I've never really had to get a new controller. And the only reason I had
either.
To is because my L3 wouldn't work anymore. So I couldn't run on a majority of games.
Oh, I remember
games.
That. Yeah.
And I found out it's because I whittled down the little plastic device that
mm-hmm.
clicks to let the game know you're running.
Yeah.
And they're mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, Call of Duty players get it all the time. And I was like, could never. Like, do I just run that much? And it's because I was playing a lot more Destiny, and that's the running mechanic. Most
mm-hmm.
games, that's a running
right.
mechanic. And it just so happened to be on the controller that I absolutely loved. And it's my blue controller. So I went to go get another one, and it happened again on the same controller. And it seems like that's a very common thing to happen. You could open it up and put a little thing, like a plastic or something, in there to kind of
mm-hmm.
wedge it. You're basically making up for that little space.
Yeah.
Because it's a little hexagon. No, octagon. And basically me clicking down so many times made it into a smooth circle. So there's nothing clicking it, basically.
Yeah.
And it becomes a problem in games
mm-hmm.
that you can run. But I can still use the controller in games that don't use L3 for any other reason, which there's a good handful of them. But that's something that's a wear and tear issue. I can't, like, be like, hey, guys, this is not going
well,
right.
I guess it's not a wear and tear issue.
With the
Joy-Cons.
Yeah, it seems like this is happening to fairly new
mm-hmm.
systems. And it could be maybe they're trying to get them out, a lot more of them out lately. And then I know there's what the new ones, the controllers are attached, right?
They're not detachable.
And it might be a supply and demand issue. Maybe they're trying to pump out too many Switches and some of them kind of started becoming defect? Because is it an issue with the current sale versions, or is it something that happened no matter when you bought this?
I don't know.
I'm not so sure. They don't really specify, like, when these issues started occurring, or if it was for new consoles or ones that are a bit older. All I know is that they're not... Nintendo says they're not requiring to have any proof of purchase or any checking for warranty or anything like that. They're okay. Just like, you know, what if you have these, send them in, we'll fix them. Hopefully they do.
It's probably that's based on abundance of problems. Yeah. Since there's so many of them, it has to be on their fault, basically.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It can't just be everybody.
Or is it?
If they did, then they didn't design them super properly or playtest them enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully people get theirs refunded and Nintendo holds their, you know, to the bargain, basically.
Hopefully.
That's all for that. I'm kind of excited for the Nintendo Switch Lite.
I think it's always a good idea to have options out there, and like they did with the 2DS, that was pretty cool.
It's not that I actually played with a 3D on my 3DS, but I appreciate having that.
Yeah.
I don't actually have a 2DS, so I can't really bash on it too much.
It was a nice option for younger kids that didn't have the money to spend on a 3DS, and it's just like, I want to play these games. I don't really care about the 3D.
My only problem with the 2DS is you couldn't flip it close.
That was the
They have the current ones right now. You can
flip them close.
It's just the original 2DS, which is this weird awkward wedge.
It was
thing.
Also better because a lot of kids could not handle a 3D.
Yeah.
So a lot of parents were like, yes. So, and it's cheaper. So,
yeah, win-win. Can't. Okay, so what do we have next? Oh, the state of California, because that's where most of us are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. You're still Californian
at heart.
It's true. So the state of California is investigating Riot Games for gender discrimination, and Riot's been in the past couple of our episodes, mm-hmm. namely Usually. For gender discrimination and harassment.
Yeah. The last one we reported on was the walkout, which seemed to go well,
right?
From what I heard
so far.
Yeah.
So, it's the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing. That's the specific, it's not just the whole state. It's asking the courts to compel Riot to provide employees pay information for an ongoing investigation into alleged gender discrimination. It's the pay wage, discrimination between genders. It's not only limited to Riot. Or just in the gaming industry in general. Isn't it every industry where the wage gap? So, and Riot responded, they're looking into alleged unequal pay, sexual harassment, sexual assault, retaliation, and gender discrimination in selection and promotion, which is all stuff that they've had to deal with before, and that they have talked about. Employees have spoken up, both on the record and off the record. Mm-hmm. So, and it's... This investigation began in October 2018, so it's not like this is just completely out of left field, brand new. But Riot, according to the DFEH, the Department of Fair Employment and Housing, has so far... that Riot has so far refused to provide the department with adequate information for them to analyze whether women are paid less than men at the company, and this is why they are now filing the suit.
Yeah, and it's for equal work. I hate
work.
When people are like, well, they shouldn't be paid if they don't do that. It's not for the different jobs, guys. It's based on the same job, with the same experience, same this and that, same responsibilities. Are they being paid accordingly? Now, there are things that they have to take into account, like they've been working at the company longer or something like that. That's going to change wages, too.
That can change things, yes.
But, obviously, this is coming around because Riot, you've obviously known if you've been following us for a while. Riot's been in our topics for a while. They've clearly been in the news for a while. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. We haven't heard anything from them since this came up.
Riot had a response, and they shared it with Kotaku.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so their response was, we've been in active conversations with the DFEH since its inquiry began. Investigations like this can arise when there have been allegations of workplace disparity, and we've been cooperating in good faith with the DFEH to address its concerns. During this time, we've promptly responded to the DFEH's requests and have produced over 2,500 pages of documents and several thousand lines of pay data so far. We've also made several recent requests that the DFEH participate in a call with us to address their requests. To date, these requests have been unanswered, so we're frankly disappointed to see the DFEH issue a press release alleging that we've been non-cooperative. We're confident that we've made substantial progress on diversity, inclusion, and company culture, and look forward to continuing demonstrating this to the DFEH. So it's a lot of
pointing fingers.
Like he said, she said, like, oh, they're not talking to, they ghosted us. No, they ghosted us, sort of, kind of. But, you know, more legal words.
Work ethics. Well, when
your
seriously.
Own companies are doing a walkout and you're clearly hiring new employees because you're losing employees, like,
yeah. And it's like, I know, like, I last time we talked about the walkout, I have a friend who recently moved to work with them too, and I was always like kind of worried, but at the same time she was kind of the one, like I was saying, that would go in there trying to make a change. And I'm hoping, I really don't envy their HR department right now, but
yeah,
I'm just hoping it all comes for the better of it all. I mean, Riot Games is, if you don't know, is very famous for League of Legends. I don't think, have they come out with another game? I know they've been trying to develop another game for a while, but I haven't heard anything about it for a bit. But League of Legends is their bread and butter, and it has a quite large and varied fan base. So, like, it's not only affecting their workers, it's affecting their fans. And, like I mentioned, I kind of said off my breath, but to Lisa, California doesn't joke around with work ethics. It's a very serious thing. They want to make sure everyone is happy and working in a safe environment.
Yeah. Well, and it's safe and fair. I feel like, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like Riot recently was like, what do you guys want? And can you just, like, hold our hands through it? Like, this is just my interpretation of this. This isn't true in any sense. You know, so they're like, oh, help us out. And this was probably just before they put that statement out. So then they could then have their statement with, guys, we asked them and they're ignoring us. And it's like... they probably are like, you know, within 3 to 5 business days, we'll get back to you. And it's been 2.
But all these legal stuff takes forever. It does.
Apparently. And I'm sure you gave them lots of paperwork, but they're probably like, we want this.
Have you ever signed up for something and you gave them everything you had and they asked for, and they're like, no, you're denied because you didn't do this. And I was like, you didn't say that. Like,
yeah,
that
well, it's they didn't give them the one piece they wanted. They were like, give us your salaries.
Yeah.
And job descriptions. And they were like, here's everything. And they're like, we asked for salaries and job descriptions.
Yeah.
You gave us bathroom logs. you know, salaries.
Like pay stubs, but
no job descriptions. Yeah. And these are so out of date that the people that we're looking at aren't even on here. Sort of thing.
And it could be, the other thing is, maybe it's not a concurrent list of people who are actively working there. They could be getting old data too. So,
yeah, they're like, we need the data from 2017 to 2018, and they gave them 2016 or 2019.
Yeah,
you know, it's things like that. It's like, no, you're both fucking each other around. Like, come on.
I'm sure this is costing them both a lot of. Well,
just California's give them what they need.
But yeah, just the longer it's out and running, it hurts your image. And this is, your image is pretty tainted right now when it comes to, like, gender discrimination.
I don't know. I think Randy Pitchford is going to give them a run for their money.
I mean, he is giving them a run for their money. But, like, this is, that's just one person versus, like, a company so far. I mean,
and
someone's going to take the fall
for doing it all by himself.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't need a company to do this all with.
He does have his own company.
But he has two
Pitchford
companies.
Entertainment Media Magic.
Yes.
That is true.
All right.
I guess we can go into the games we've been playing.
All right.
Yeah. So, me and Sasha, not that we just tried it out. We do plan on continuing, but we just played through, well, we're not even done with the first level, but Wolfenstein Youngblood. And totally Sasha agree. Got the buddy pass, so I don't actually have a copy of the game. I have the demo version of the game. And if anyone's ever played A Way Out, it's like that, where only one person buys the game.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do like that as an option.
I like
especially
that.
Especially for co-op.
Yeah.
Because, like, I paid in, like, you could either split it with people or you can pay with the, like, you pay basically, what is this, a $40 game? Super cheap.
Sure.
For, yeah. like, a full game. Mm-hmm. And then I get to share it. Like, that's mm-hmm. basically the idea. And I'm like, especially co-op, because the biggest complaint with the co-op is, oh, I don't have a friend to play with. You don't have to.
They're like, here you go.
You don't have to play with
it
anyone.
It has a friend now. Go gives it to them.
But neither of us have played Wolfenstein, huh?
Nope.
We've indirectly
it's
learned
not, it's not that we've like hate it or just like
I want
oh,
to play
know,
the
Nazis.
Worst it's okay
yeah I want to play it because I like dystopian mm-hmm. past alternations like Fallout and all that Bioshock mm-hmm. and everything but it always comes out during other games that I play would pick over yeah. it. So I haven't had a chance to go back on it but I have learned forward and backwards of the story because we worked on the trailer and then yeah. also just I got interested I was like oh well, where does this take place, and so on and so forth.
Cool.
Yeah, so it takes place in the 1980s. You are Blazkowicz's twin daughters, and you're looking for Blazkowicz, and that's just the gist of the story that we've done so far. Mm-hmm. And they've traveled to somewhere in Europe.
Oh, catacombs. So Paris.
Paris.
I only know that from the trailer.
And they're like, yeah, we're Nazi killers. And they're like, we're not Nazi killers. And so it's lighthearted despite being like a very dark subject.
Yeah, killing people. Yeah.
And it's interesting. We haven't gone too far into it, like customization wise or like story missions, inside missions. But I've enjoyed what I've played so far. And I'm looking forward to playing it again. Yeah. I can't really say too much because we only played like an hour and a half because I was like, I'm going to download it tonight. And then I did download it and I did it the next morning and it was obviously a lot bigger than I thought.
Issues, so like there was always something going. But I look forward to it too. Yeah. Yes. I enjoy those kind of more personal co-op games mm-hmm. versus like A Way Out was versus like Destiny 2 is fun to play with game or like other people, but it's not as like experiential as a like story driven ish game kind of thing.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
And since I work full time and I work swing shift, I've been playing more mobile games. And the mobile game I've been playing a lot is this one random game that was just like on the Play Store was just like games you might like. I'm like, all right, cool. And it's Solitaire Cooking Tower, and it's just solitaire.
Why is it cooking
Is it in
tower?
A tower?
Yeah, why?
It's, so every time I complete a game of solitaire, it gives me points, and then the points go towards dishes on a menu, and each level of the tower is a restaurant, and I have to complete the menu to get to the next level.
Oh, so it's like a theme more than it is.
Yeah, it's...
I kind of was hoping you were doing solitaire, like, on a tower or something. Like, it was just, I don't know. It was way more epic.
I played a, like, find the word kind of matching puzzle, and it's called, like, coffee word or something. Mocha word or something. And it has nothing to do... The theme is just coffee theme. So when you finish the level, it's like, oh, you unlock mocha. I'm like, cool. It, like, doesn't do anything.
I love coffee.
I haven't paid a single cent for the game, but there's ads everywhere, and it's... Same. Yeah, so...
Ugh.
But I enjoy it because it's... Passes it's something time. I can play... It's not, Solitaire's like... there's. It's fun. Not story-driven, so I don't have to, like, constantly remember, like, what's happening, who is this. It's just solitaire. It's a game for one. The rules are simple, you know?
Yeah. Nice mindless game. Yeah. Don't have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And we played more Borderlands Game of the Year Edition, which is Borderlands for the current gen.
Yeah.
Yep.
So a lot of grind and a lot of nostalgia of why we didn't like certain things.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh yeah, there's this, and then
every
just like
time
random
we come into a new area, what is it we say, we're like, oh, I remember this.
I was like, oh, and then there's just like, oh, there was a thing here, you have to jump from here and then do that, and it's just,
it's still weird that how vivid I remember this game. I didn't play it as hard as part two, but I remember these things.
Yeah, as part two, I mean,
Borderlands 2, I we played like the shit out of.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I expect myself to remember things. Whereas mm-hmm. Borderlands 1, I maybe played it through it twice, I want to say.
Oh, that's right. You're playing 1.
We're playing 1 yeah. and 2. So it's very confusing.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm playing 2, and I'm like, wait, what? And then, okay. Yeah, no, I will never play 1 again.
I honestly thought I would never play 1 again as well, because I was like, I have a nice closure to it, like, I didn't leave it unfinished, I didn't do most, I did some of the DLCs, but it's not like I, because I had closure with it, okay, and
yeah,
it was.
There is a sense of nostalgia, though, that I'm getting from it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, there's a sense of nostalgia, and then there's a sense of like, oh, crap, we have to do this, it's I like, forgot yeah, all yeah. about this.
Although, I remembered the first version of the game, you could get guns with two sort of things to it, like electric and fire, or...
No.
No. Okay. Then my memory is so very wrong, because I remember having a gun that
Borderlands 1 was famous for a lot of people having modded guns that did I have infinite bullets and every bullet does 99,900, you know, like,
yeah,
and I one shot everything
because I didn't have a mod that did that, but I remember I definitely had two elementals
maybe
on it,
yeah, because
and was disappointed when I got to two and I only got to do one, and I'm like, wait, why can't I do two? I could do it previously. Unless I'm
a PC
just
modding
crazy.
World ruins a lot.
There's only like two guns in Borderlands 2 that do two elements, and they're both pretty hard to like.
Yeah. I remember I would melt people because that's my favorite one. and something else to it. I won't play Borderlands 1 again because I hated the ending and I'm so bitter over it. I refuse to play it again.
It's so weird how. There's, like, unless you did the side quests, there's never much of a story.
And I did. But there was always enough to pull me further.
Yeah. And then, like, we did all the videotapes for Tannis before we went to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
So we got, and we refreshed ourselves on how she went insane.
Mm-hmm.
And, we got to her and we're like, oh, meet Tannis. We meet Tannis. And she's like, go see Big Earl. And that's it. And we're like, Crazy Earl, sorry.
Yeah.
And we're like, she never said anything? Like, that's so weird. I guess unless you didn't do those like side quests, you really don't get to know about anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just there's a lot of nostalgia to it and a lot of like, oh man, I forgot that for good reason.
Yeah.
You blocked it from your mind.
Yes. All right. Well, I didn't put my games on there because I'm lazy. but I've been playing Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Extravaganza. I'm just about ready to beat the game
because
mm-hmm. I wanted to beat it again and then go play the DLC.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. And then basically, you know, we all know I'm addicted to Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a pretty cool update. Not as cool as I thought of at first, but they added Team Rocket to the game. And they basically take over Pokestops, and you get shadow Pokemon, and then you have to purify them.
Yeah.
And at first, I was like, "This is amazing! Oh my gosh!"
I haven't purified
gosh.
Any of them.
I've
also transferred a few. So.
It's okay. and then as I've come to find out, as I've been playing it, I'm like, "This, like, I already have good Pokemon. Like,
it
doesn't matter. Like, I'm doing all these grunt fights mm-hmm. with all these Team Rocket people. The way that they've rolled it out has been a lot of fun
mm-hmm.
Because I've been following it because I didn't realize this was something I could follow. But it's like all summer they've been kind of teasing it where they had the Go Fest and there's been a Team Rocket balloon going around.
Oh.
Both Chicago and I think it's Dortmund. And there's one more fest coming up next week.
Hmm.
All
right. And so people were like, oh my gosh, like, you know, Team Rocket's gonna, you know, show up for that, and then they showed up sooner. And mm-hmm. then in New York City in the subway they have some Pokemon Go advertising.
Okay.
And they had some Team Rocket grunts go out and deface it and put like you know, little R rockets on all the Pokemon in there and cross things out. Basically Team Rocket Go is the thing. And then
are they New York based?
Team Rocket
Niantic.
No, they're San Francisco based.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was just kind of cool. And then they're like, oh, and by the way, we took over all of Manhattan. So all of Manhattan, all of the Pokestops,
yeah,
were all taken over by Team Rocket.
Huh. I've run into like two nearby, yeah, two or three.
And then they had a thing this past Sunday where basically from 4 to 5 p.m., all Pokestops were taken over by Team Rocket.
Okay.
And they're definitely teasing something. I'm pretty sure it's Meowth based because they have probably shiny Meowth.
Yeah.
They have Gianni is the leader of Team Rocket, mm-hmm, and he was in the first game, I guess. I don't remember.
He's the last gym leader. He's the gym leader of Viridian City.
Okay.
He's definitely in the show. That's yeah, what I found.
I'm like, he's around. He does things. I don't know the lore that well. I collect my first 150 and I was done. but I love my obsession. It's a fun game to play, but I played a little bit during that hour. I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, this isn't as fun as I want it to be. So that was kind of like a letdown once that hit me. And then I'm like, why do I need to purify them? Like,
it's, yeah, a lot of people aren't purifying their Pokemon.
Well, it's, yeah, I know you can get perfect Pokemon from it, but you still have to do all that farming that I'm constantly doing anyways. And it's like, why am I wasting things to do this when all I need to waste are Pokeballs?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and it's, well, but the Shadow Pokemon's also a callback to the, I want to say, N64 game, the Pokemon XD.
It's a callback to one of the games, which is cool that they're introducing it and putting it in here. And it was really cool, like, when it first came out and it was a thing, and we didn't quite know what it was, but it's like, now that I've known and played with it, I don't know its purpose in the game, and that is disappointing. Because it's like, I don't need to catch all of them and purify them.
Well, since
there's
a quest,
only a small few to do that you do need to purify for.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. The quest is probably the only thing, because I love checklists. So if you give me quests to aim for, I'll do stuff to get towards it.
And the
once
quests,
I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah, the quests don't really give out anything cool. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's no special Pokemon. Mm. There's no, you get 4 chances at getting shinies and that's about it.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was cool. I just wish it was had a longer lifespan for me.
Yeah.
I'll still go, you know, fight them and take out the Pokemon and collect their shadow babies.
Yeah. I've only gotten Zubats.
But they're not going to be. I think I got one of each. I don't have Mudkip. And Mudkip you can get via
Rattata,
glitch.
Zubat, and then Charmander.
Charmander, and then there's Dratini and Snorlax.
Oh, there is Dratini and Snorlax.
Yeah, and you can get
on people's like gyms, but I have
Golbat from it too.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivysaur and the second. There's a small few that you can get right now.
Okay.
I don't remember who they all are. I have a picture somewhere.
But people are not purifying them because it's more of a shiny situation, right?
Well,
because it's not as hard to find. But
well, purification costs Stardust, and Stardust has sort of become the real currency in the game.
Yeah.
So if it's not good, you don't want to purify it.
Yeah.
And when you purify it, it adds 2 to each stat. So unless it's a high stat or close to perfect, you don't care. Or at least I don't care. I'm sure someone out there cares. It's just not me.
I've kept at least one Zubat. Like, I'm cool with keeping
right now I'm collecting sort of one of every shadow Pokemon.
That's
just
what I would do
as an entry.
Because
I like to collect, like, a lucky, a shiny. And lucky isn't really. It's just I just want the Pokedex entry for lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, like, one of each type. And then usually I have a second one that's, like, the lowest CP that I can get, like, a level 1. Like, I've got a level 1 Hoot, because I find it hilarious. And then I collect, like, 666s and 420s because I find... Oh, no, 404s because I find them hilarious. And then they'll do some CP change thing, and then those all get knocked out.
And they all die.
Yeah, but it's, like, with the space and everything, it's, like, I can't keep collecting like this, so I'm gonna stick collecting the way that I have been. If I get a good shadow Pokemon, sure, I'll purify it, but I'd rather power up my Pokemon and do other things.
Yeah
I was wondering if there was a reason to keep purified Pokemon to trade. I'm like, is there, like,
they
is
count
there a benefit for
as a special trade? So
okay,
But they act like so regular much. Pokemon, though, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's, well, there was a way that you could get a perfect shadow Pokemon or as close to perfect through lucky or through trades.
Okay.
And Niantic no longer lets you trade shadow Pokemon because there's like a brief 2-3 day window where you could. And they've stopped that because there you could abuse the system in a way to only get perfect Pokemon, and they didn't want that to sort of be
Why
the thing
not?
That people go for. They also changed the rating system, so you actually have decent appraisals in game.
Okay,
so it's
I do like
they've
that.
Done a lot of cool things recently, and it's been a lot of fun. And that's why I haven't been playing other games.
Like, I love the changes and the the way they're growing, but then I always come back to they've been up for like 3 years.
They have, but I mean, they're not like the first of their kind, but they're the first that made it
this big. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And they do things with community days,
and they work Pokemon. Pokemon's a huge property.
Yeah, it's I think it's the perfect marriage of gameplay like this and game type, because I keep trying to like Harry Potter and the
Wizards Unite.
Yeah, and I just it really kills me the lack of energy that I can get, and it frustrates me that I could put a dollar in game and I still can't buy energy. Like, that just frustrates me.
Jeez.
So I go in and out of Harry Potter, but I don't really participate the way that I do with Pokemon, and I'm happy in a sense of that, because
yeah,
then cause I'm not obsessed
been another,
with two.
Yeah. Oh, side note, Borderlands 3 went gold.
Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't think they would make that. They're not even released.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
but
if you're done,
that's what I've done.
I'm not really playing anything new lately, so I'm just saying, like, I'm doing Apex, doing some Overwatch grinding, and then I'm doing Minecraft again, because I haven't got the achievements on Xbox because I never played it, so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm like, I'm going to get achievements.
I've been
that's
in that
okay.
kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm usually
nice
in a
leisure
mode
game.
For, like, just trophy hunting for a bit.
Yeah. So I'm just mainly doing some of that, picking up some games randomly, things that I've already talked about or played, so that's basically it.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, sometimes you just want to go back to favorites.
I do a lot. I am a repetitive gamer.
I want to go trophy hunting, because that's what I'd rather be doing, but for some reason I've come back to Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Where there's only really one trophy left. But it's outside of the platinum. It was like DLC stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely within grasp now than it was before. But it's just they have a new. I haven't played for like 6 months prior to like the last 2 to 3 weeks I've been playing. But I caught up pretty fast, and my other character is still not up to like the highest light level, which is 750 right now. But they started the Season of Opulence recently, and that's like they have like seasons like Apex and Fortnite and all that stuff has. But the Solstice of Heroes is an event they do usually at the yearly anniversary, and it gets you like most of the time it gets you really high level gear that sets you up for the next major expansion, and in which case is the Shadowkeep one coming out in September. And so this is your first step to getting the higher level gear, so everyone and their mother is grinding right now. So for the first time in a while, there's an abundance of people on Destiny 2. So loading times are not so bad. But been playing more of that. I'm still enjoying myself. They've added in cosmetic stuff like a mini sparrow, which you're basically riding like, you know, those little baby bikes?
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah. God. Super dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. So mini they machines. Made a baby version of a sparrow, and your character looks so uncomfortable
I'm
on
sorry,
it, but I absolutely
that's amazing.
Love it. I love it so much. And I run into things. It doesn't go any faster than any other sparrow that I have, but it feels like it goes so much faster. And
it has to go faster if it's smaller and you're going the same speed.
I think it just takes up less space, so I literally can finesse through things so fast. But I have a cape on my, since I'm playing a hunter, and the cape is just kind of flying off the edge of it. And if it does get damaged, it's the tiniest little puff of fire on the top of your car. And it's just little things like that. So they have like, they always decorate the ghosts up. I have Bright Dust, so I bought the beach ball version of the ghost, but there's a buoy version of the ghost. There's a sunglass, which is just one glass
yeah,
for the ghost. And then oh, there was one other one, but and then there's other emotes and stuff. They always add an array of things, but they're getting rid of a lot of the Eververse stuff, like the in-game purchasables, once Shadowkeep comes around. Like, they'll still have cosmetics, but it won't be, you don't have to buy money to get them kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Or it's weird. It's different. It's not as money-grabby as they called it Activision kind of way, but it's part of their initiative of taking this property back.
Yeah.
And I'm still having fun with it. I bought Shadowkeep, like, months ago, so I'm going to be playing that. Wolfenstein Youngblood, as Bernie said, I kind of said my piece with it. I'm having more fun with it than I thought. I knew I was going to like the banter with the sisters. I did get kind of old since I had to play it over and over again for the trailer. But watching it again with someone who hasn't, like Bernice, it's like cool. Like, it's funny now again. It, like, you know, when you go to a theme park for the first time with, or someone with, who hasn't been there before, it's always fun. But, I can't wait till we get to the actual, like, Parisian part of the game, because it's really pretty, and, like, I love pretty dystopias kind of thing, like how Bioshock Infinite had that, like, the fairgrounds going on and stuff, but it's clearly a very dark environment kind of thing. But, and I kept saying this during while we were playing it, but also while we were doing the trailer, I was like, the Nazi branding team is on point. There's branding everywhere with Nazi swastikas.
Of course.
So when we had to, like I was saying, when we had to do the trailer without swastikas, I had to look everywhere, man. From papers to pens to fucking chairs, carpets, banners, statues, like everywhere. The enemies have them like everywhere on little nuances. Your weapons sometimes. Like, we had a throwing axe scene. I was like, oh, there's no swastikas here. Nope, there's one in the smallest little corner of your fucking axe when you throw it kind of thing. So someone's getting
just
paid a
lot. Just in case you had any question of whether this is a Nazi axe.
It was just...
It's like, who are we fighting for?
I think we just stole their stuff. But I got a Vita. Mainly for reasons to try and play Destiny at work, but then it really isn't all that intuitive.
Oh, no.
But, like, I can go pick up stuff, but it's going to be difficult to actually play.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a grip for it, and I've been trying to get this one grip that has buttons for the...
Oh, the triggers?
L2, or R2, like, and then L3, R3.
I've done it. I've been playing on an Xbox controller at work a lot, and I haven't been calling any of the buttons the Xbox controller stuff. So now I'm actually calling them triggers and not R2, L2, and all that stuff.
It's fine.
Yeah, bumpers, baby.
Bumpers and triggers.
I've been trying to get it, and I've ordered it 2 times off Amazon, and I managed to get the two sellers that are just like scam artists. And aww. I haven't lost any money, but I haven't had anything shipped to me. And I had kind of really wanted to get the grip. Before I went down to California, just so I could remote play easier. Not so much because, and obviously everywhere else it's like way more expensive and back ordered. Like I should have known.
Yay. Like I've been slowly learning, like swiping on the touchpad, front touchpad, so the screen, right, swiping up on the right side throws my melee. Or hit does your melee, and then left side would be your grenade, which it feels actually natural because you flick based on how you're tossing, kind of thing. But I can't for the life of me figure out how to run, so I'm just kind of briskly walking everywhere. But I started playing a lot of the old games I had on there because I had, since I've had PlayStation Plus forever, there's a list of games that I have on PS Vita that I haven't really got to. So I started playing Severed, which was the guys who made, was it Guacamelee? I think it was Guacamelee.
Okay.
But they made, like, a story-driven, I don't even know how you... It's more of, like, a point-and-click kind of thing, but you just kind of swipe, move forward, swipe to attack things. Very Okami, where it's all about swiping around. And I love the visual style. I, like... I was already... I wanted to play it to begin with, but it never came out on any other properties but Vita.
Of course.
So... And it works for it. I get it because it's touchscreen. You could totally put it on mobile, to be honest. But I just started it, started playing it, looked through the trophies. Doesn't seem too bad. I'll play it on my free time. And then I started playing Burly Men at Sea, which is also a story-driven, purely story-driven. Like, I am literally just clicking things, moving a panel across, reading something, go to the next area.
Are you a burly
that.
Man?
There's three burly men.
Ooh.
Yeah. Swanson played through it. He said he really enjoyed it. And I'm just like, I think we got it for
humble.
Free, I think.
Yeah, I'm guessing, because I didn't buy it. But I have a shit ton of games on my thing. My next step is to buy the games that I've sold physical copies from, except for the ones that obviously came out digital for free.
Mm-hmm.
But because I still have the boxes, and then I still had my 32 gigabyte storage, so which actually ended up filling up, so might get a new one soon. But it's a nice blue Vita this time around instead of the regular black.
Oh, is it the light blue one?
No, it's the Japanese dark blue, the shiny dark blue.
Mm-hmm. I wanted. And I couldn't justify the. Getting a red Vita, especially when I already have a perfectly normal black Vita.
Well, this one was also refurbished. It was like $169. It was really cheap, and I figured I don't care if it's been used. But I did have to change the controller because it was set up for Japanese.
Oh, the
so
circle
yeah, and X are swapped.
Oh,
because circle means no.
Yeah,
in Japanese they do that a lot too with their hands. Hmm. And circle, I mean, sorry,
no,
X
circle
means
is
no.
X.
Sorry,
yeah.
Yes, X means no. Circle means yes. Like go, okay. And so I kept hitting circle when I would I just want to back out, but it would confirm instead. So it was a lot of confusing stuff. So I had to go into my settings, and there's an accessibility setting, and I just swapped those two buttons, basically. The only problem that lies in now is that if I play a game that is Japanese, like our Darksiders copy, it will still flip those back kind of thing.
So you have to then go like in the game and tell the game, no, I mean this.
But it's been pretty fine. Battery life is still intensely big, but I find myself debating if I should play the games on my phone or my Vita kind of thing, because they're playing them for both the same reasons. I'm doing nothing or I'm waiting, so let me just whip that out and play it. At least with the phone, I figured I won't drain it if I play on my Vita instead of my phone. But
always trophies, go for trophies.
Always trophies.
Yeah, that's why. That's another reason why I wanted to get that grip, because the charger for the Vita and the charger for my phone, exact same charger. You know, I wouldn't have to bring a whole separate charger.
One I got is the original 1000 model, so it has the old charger. But I did that because I like the OLED screen better.
Oh.
I'm just
I
a
have the newer
for that.
One.
That's okay.
Well, technically mine was from the Borderlands bundle, so.
But yeah, I guess that's about it. I guess I'll close this out since it's my turn.
Well, fine then. Go
I
for
guess.
It.
All right. So we want to thank Geek Pop Podcast for like, obviously, not only introducing us and bringing us to life. Mama.
You're
but
welcome.
They, but they're also weekly news for like movies, games, comics, pop culture of any kind. So definitely check them out. You're probably there. You're probably here because of them anyway. But yeah, we like to hit them up, say hi and thanks. But watch this game on live at Twitch, which is www.twitch.tv/smbplay or /geek_pop and /deadpixelttv. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page, where we will eventually keep going to make it a little more lively. It's better. It's been better. www.facebook.com/loverrecap. But that is it for now. Catch us next month as we drop more of that gaming knowledge with your party.
Cindy, Denise,
Lisa,
and Sasha, and we'll see you guys in the next level.
Bye.